Our Place, episode 499.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everybody and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you all doing? I think we're doing okay, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're doing okay, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not really probably a lot to talk about this week. Excuse me, my stomach is rumbling.
It is. I don't know what. Decided to wait till we did a podcast.
Decided to wait. He hasn't been rumbling all morning.
No.
Now I'm doing a podcast. No, he's decided to
gurgle,
do that.
Gurgle.
Excuse me. Right. Anyway. What was I going to say? We're okay, really. Kind of bearing up. We'll talk about the week that was. And but next week's going to be a little bit special because we've got something extra special coming because it's episode 500. And instead of doing what I was originally going to do and go through episodes and, you know, go through what we've done in the past and all that, maybe I'll do that on 600. We're going to have Mumcast, which is a tribute to my beautiful mum. And we're going to have lots of mum's voice in lots of recordings where we've been down at the caravan together, because the caravan was one of her favourite haunts. So next week I'll tell you a bit more about that. But this week, what have we been up to, Ange?
Well, I don't think there's been a lot going on.
Well, last Sunday we went out for a meal, didn't we?
Oh, of course, yes, I forgot that. We did,
yeah,
didn't we?
Last Sunday we went out for a meal. Lovely meal. We went out because it was Mum and Dad's... it would have been Mum and Dad's 57th wedding anniversary.
Hang on, wait a minute. Did we do anything the previous week? Because we didn't do a podcast last week, remember?
We did, didn't we?
No, because we said we didn't... There was nothing to say. Actually,
yeah.
So nothing did happen, then obviously no. We had nothing to talk about.
The weeks go so fast. I don't know where they go. We
decided it wasn't worth it.
I don't think there was anything worth it still in that previous week, to be honest.
So this Sunday, so yes.
So this Sunday, we went out in a beef eater and we had a lovely meal. And... my dad was okay, you know, he was very quiet, very sensitive to the day as well, because, you know, it's his anniversary. And at the end of the meal, he gave me a music box that Mum had on a key ring, which is a little rose, and it plays the Yellow Rose of Texas. And if I thought about it, I could have brought it down and played it, but I'll play it another week, maybe on the podcast. That's something else we can do, isn't it?
We may have done it before. Because
we may have done it before,
we've
yeah.
We've got a couple. I think I've got one upstairs. We bought it for her, is it?
We bought it for Mum, so we ended up getting it back. So, but Dad also gave me a gold cross, which Mum wore. Dad bought the cross for Mum, and she wore it pretty much all the time, from what I understand. And so now I'm wearing it, and I never take it off. It's close to my chest. It's actually under my shirts and T-shirts, so... It's not always displayed, but it's, you know, it's something of Mum's that I've got, which is lovely. And Dad gave that to me, and we both welled up a bit then. Got a bit emotional, but what you expect. But it was lovely. It was a lovely little gesture, I thought that. And so we had a nice meal and come home. And don't think we had a drink at home, did we? Oh, yes, we did.
No, we didn't, because we'd had a drink out.
That's right, because we had a couple of beers. We got a lager the first time, and Dad and I were neither keen on it. So we ended up with a bottle of, not Kingpin, that was
can't
a lager, wasn't
it?
Was.
I can't remember what can't remember was called.
But they have Doombar normally, and that was off.
But they, yeah.
It was unfortunate, because I like Doombar.
Yeah, it's very and, popular one,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so that was off. But we had a lovely meal.
Yeah, I had a Pinot Grigio Rosé.
Yes, that was
didn't
different.
Didn't know there was such a thing. She said, do you want a white or rosé? I said, well, I'll try the rosé then.
Yeah.
So I had a large one. This lasted me till, right, more or less, till we left, till the end of the meal.
Mm.
It lasted me till pudding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was nice. That was
so,
nice.
So yeah, that was a good afternoon out, wasn't it, Andrew?
Yeah.
And in the morning, of course, we listened to NCIS, which we normally do. And then we listened to the Comet, didn't we?
That's our local newspaper.
Doesn't know. Yeah, yeah. Usually we download it as a PDF and then I convert it to MP3 and we listen to it with high quality voices, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's quite good. And so that was Sunday, and then we heard some dramas. We had a good drama called Quake.
Oh, yeah, was good.
About an earthquake, as you'd expect, but it was really good. The sound effects were really realistic. You know, the speakers were really deep, weren't they, Ange? The bass from the quake itself. And the after effects and things like that. And they found this man that was missing, and it was great. But
if anyone's interested, it may still be on
On the BBC iPlayer and as a podcast.
Because it's a radio drama, radio...
You need the radio app. Or search for Quake on your podcast app.
Yes, whatever. It may be still, because we got it as a podcast.
Because it was a separate podcast, yeah.
It came down in...
Drama of the Week. That's the podcast it came down as, yeah. Yeah, so you could still get it. Mm. Anyway, that was... So we did that. And we also heard one about Catherine the Great, didn't we?
Yes.
And that was Sunday. Monday, I don't think anything special happened. I got some good work done on the web and things like that. Again, not sure anything really happened Tuesday, did it?
Nothing really happened at all. You went to the exhibition? Well, I'm not sure anything happened then, but
We went to the exhibition on Thursday. And interestingly, I played with a couple of products of Sight and Sounds. I played with the Blaze ET, which I've never played with before, and the Blaze EZ. These are from Hymns. And they are talking book players, but they also allow you to scan OCR print and read it. And I remember reading a review, I must look back on it, on Jackie's website, where she said that the OCR was not that accurate. Really, all I can say is she probably didn't have it lined up that well. Because I got pretty good accurate results. I got about 95% accuracy from it.
Yeah, but they may have updated...
Updated the firmware, of course, yeah. But it was pretty good. And it's another option if people are looking for a Daisy player, but they also want the ability to read print with it, you know. And so, that sold by Sight and Sound. If they give us a good enough discount, I might well sell it myself, but we'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
And also, I played with the Orcam. And if those of you are on Facebook and following me, you'll have seen that Emma posted a picture of me trying out the Orcam. And it was surprisingly good for someone that was totally blind. I still don't like the business that you've got it on a box. You've got it on a box on a wire.
Well, that would annoy me, how big is the box? Remind me.
Probably about as big as your LS14 or your something like that.
So you need something to clip. You see, in the summer, the box, I have no clothes with pockets.
The box does come with a belt loop.
Yeah, but you need something to clip it to.
So you need something to clip it to. I mean, you can clip things over the edge of your trousers if you're clever enough about it. But you can do things like that. But If it went online and did things via Bluetooth, you could just put the box in your pocket. But you can't control it.
Anyway.
You can't, if you're blind, you can't control it from the glasses.
No.
Because you have to point at something with your finger. And then it
reads
it.
Depends how you want to use it. I mean, if your main use is around the home, then I guess that's fine.
You'll be fine, yeah, because you can use the box.
Mm.
Look at something and use the box. Mm. But, so really, it was a bit of an OCR day for me that day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Quite an interesting one, though, because I was reading different things. And we had some interest in the ID Mate, although we had no sales yet, but we had some interest in it. And it scanned packets of crisps and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
We scanned the Mr. Sheen Polish and showed them how you can get all the ingredients in it and things like that. And we scanned a couple of things that it couldn't find, so we taught it and things like that. And it went quite well. It was steady. It wasn't really busy, but it was a good exhibition. I'm glad it wasn't busy, though, because I could borrow the Blaze devices and play with them, which sometimes is quite a good opportunity, isn't it?
With the smaller... I mean, this was in Hampshire, Borden, wasn't it?
Borden, yeah.
But sometimes with the smaller ones, people can come and have a much better talk with you, can't they?
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
Places like Sight Village, it's really...
It's not, you know, the place. You try and move on people as quickly as you can, really.
Well,
because people are queuing, aren't they?
They can't get to you because they haven't got time.
No.
There's a queue already.
But that was a good exhibition. And then on Friday, I went to a customer, didn't I?
Yeah, in the morning.
What did you do Thursday? Because you seemed very happy, didn't you?
And I just... It was a nice day. It was the nice weather, and I just was in happy mood. as the day, I didn't get up feeling quite like that. I got up and I felt slightly anxious. And I don't know why that is. No, not when I first get up, after you left. But that didn't last long. Like, there was no reason I could think of for it either.
Mm.
And the day just went on about its merry way. I did some ironing.
Yeah.
That was the big thing, answering the phone, all the usual stuff, really.
Yeah.
There was nothing special with the day.
No.
Other than it was a nice day.
Mm. So then Friday I went to a customer's in the morning, but I was back by 11, wasn't
mm-hmm.
I?
Just
after 11. And that was okay. That was pretty much it for the week, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. So nothing extraordinary, but it wasn't a bad week. Fairly quiet work-wise. A lot of phone calls, but not so many orders.
I think it had picked up over a few weeks yeah. ago. It has picked up over yes, what yeah. it was before.
Yeah.
It is a bit quiet.
I think that's it about the week, though, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
Thank you, Clive, for your message, which you asked not to put on the podcast. So, of course, we won't. But just be assured that I'm taking all your feedback on board regarding the direction of the podcast in the future, you know, whether donations, whether companies and so on. I've had a couple of bits of feedback about that, so I'm just taking all that on board, and in a few weeks I'll let you know the direction I think we should go. But thank you for all of your input, those of input so far, and if you have any feelings on donations or whatever, you know, you know, whether you want companies to advertise so you know more about their products and things like that, then do give us any feedback. You can write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk, or of course you can send us an mp3 to that email address, or of course you can ask us to join our place Dropbox folder, so that you can just drop mp3s into that folder if you want messages for either us or the podcast. Remember though, as Clive did, to tell us whether you want the message on the podcast or not, if you submit messages. Because if we don't know, we'll assume that you want them on the podcast. I think that's fair dues, isn't it, Andrew?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Unless it is clearly personal, you know. So that's really the way I do it. What else? Anything else?
There's nothing about the week.
Nothing about the week?
I did a recording for you with the book verse, didn't I? We talked about that the last time on the podcast. I mentioned it. We mentioned it.
You did. Are we going to put that on the end of the podcast?
I said to you, well, you can if you want to, yes. I said you could put that on at the end.
Yeah.
I didn't aim it. I was just doing it more for Steve to listen to here. And we've got an interesting way of working out how good a volume is. We use SoundForge as well, don't we? Although I know you can use your ears, but SoundForge is another indication. I like the extra bit of
we can use dB measurement to find out if we're clipping or not, sure, and things like that. And
we've got it about right, we think, don't we, on
recording. Yeah, yeah.
But, and you said record some noise.
Yeah.
So I did, but I didn't say much on it, really. I muttered a few bits and pieces because I wasn't initially doing it for anyone's ears other than Steve's. But there's nothing in it that can't be for anyone's ears, if you know what I mean. So... Mm. We thought, yeah, I said, should we put this on the podcast just to show what it does sound like? Using an iPhone, we have to convert it from M4A.
And you did me a favour as well, because I said to you cutlery was good.
Yeah, so I was putting cutlery in the drawer from the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I filled the kettle, didn't I?
Yeah.
So we had water noise while I did that. You get the cuckoo clock. It's the best to hear with headphones, really.
Yeah.
This is, because these are binaural mics.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, don't lose sleep over it. It just is the best way to hear it if you can.
Yeah, if you can, put headphones on for the end of the podcast. And it's about a 7-minute recording.
About 7
I think.
Minutes, roughly, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the thing I do like about the Hookverse app. It does tell you how long you've recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is accessible, very accessible, really.
Yeah.
I can't see any unlabeled button. There aren't many buttons in it.
I can talk a bit more now about the headphones as well. I like the idea, but I find that there's too much noise. There's too much hiss.
Yes, now, interestingly, you said there's less hiss.
There's less hiss with the iPhone.
So what is doing it then? Because if it's the mics, it should be the same hiss, surely?
You'd think so, yeah.
Or is there something in the iPhone that strips the noise?
Well, I was going to say it could be that the iPhone is noise cancelling, so it's not turning off its processing.
Maybe, yes.
Couldn't it? So that is possible. But I need to do more Android recordings and check. Unfortunately, there's no control in the app itself, whether for iPhone or Android, as to how the recording is processed, is there?
No.
In other words, you can't turn off auto gain. No. Well, actually, it turns off auto gain, but you can't turn off noise reduction if it's on.
Whatever you get, you get.
So in this case, it could be an advantage that the iPhone does it.
From my point of view, it's simple if you want to record and go. Once you know what level you want,
yeah,
and it tells you the levels,
so you
know what you're recording at. So if you can always, if you remember where you thought you had it good before, you go back. Say it was 12. I'm in my case,
yeah,
it's 12. Yeah. Maximum being 11.
Yeah.
Low being 21.
Yeah.
And we wondered why we were recording so quiet, and it's because we was going the wrong way. And so I did a test while I was recording and discovered, you go down in numbers to get louder. Okay.
Can you turn it up while it's recording then?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I haven't tried that.
I did that.
Mm.
That's how I did the test. I thought, okay.
And of course, VoiceOver would speak over it, wouldn't it?
And because I found maximum very vaguely clipped my voice up. It was not too loud, distorting slightly,
yeah.
I should
yeah.
say.
Yeah, yeah.
So 12 I found right.
Yeah.
I heard a recording someone else did. He went to 13, which should be okay too. He used 13 with his... He was just demonstrating the use of it, not playing back his recording.
Who's that?
I don't know. It was on... I saw it from Twitter.
Mm.
So I was trying to find out how to follow Hook Audio. And I read some of their tweets. Somebody wrote some tweets.
Yeah.
And I think it's on their site. It is a blind guy using VoiceOver on the iPhone. I don't know. Radio Drew or something, he calls himself.
Okay.
Or something like that.
I think you could get away with 13 if you're recording, a noisier
environment.
If you're just recording you, then you need a bit more.
I still need to take it outside to record going out, walking. And if 12 is too loud in traffic, you know to come down after. But indoors, 12 was fine.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to have at the end of the podcast.
So we're going to put this on just to show you. If anyone wants me to do a demo, I can, but there are demos around and, I don't particularly want to duplicate things. There are demos, of the look and feel of it.
If we get a particularly good recording when you're out one day, then maybe we can put that on.
No, I meant a demo of how the app works.
I see.
Not the recording.
Yeah.
We're going to put this recording on.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, if I get interesting things that are suitable for the podcast, yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
It does take the battery down. You said you've seen it, though, on the site. It does.
Yeah,
It takes a lot of power.
Because it uses the processor a lot, you see.
I need to do it with a full charge and see how far, how will it do me a trip to and back from, say, the shops.
Yeah, yeah.
And how... I mean, the way I see it is it'll give me hands-free recording, which is what I want.
Mm.
It does. This is not aimed at the bestest, brilliantest recordings. I'd use the LS14 for that.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I want... It's just out and about. It'll capture, like anyone wants to capture something, when they're out and about.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
I still need to do that. I was in too much of a hurry yesterday by the time I went out to actually get these things on my head.
Because
it was getting a bit late, wasn't it, when I left?
I wanted
to get in the shop before it gets too busy.
Yeah.
Preferably because I needed to go to the post office as well.
Mm.
So, yes, I need to take it out. Probably will need the windshields on because it's always a breeze here, 9 times out of 10. Although it's probably fairly protected in you. I don't know where it is up on your head.
Are your windshields not on?
No.
Oh, right, okay. No, do you know how to put them on?
No, we haven't done mine yet.
Oh, okay, Emma did mine.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also need to see what it sounds like with them on.
Are
they easy to remove?
No.
Oh, okay. Because indoors you don't need them, see, at all.
No, but they do sound good even when they're on.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they don't seem to detract from the quality of it.
Because, of course, indoors you don't pop the mic because you're not near the mic.
No.
It's brilliant.
No.
I didn't say an awful lot. I made just vague mutterings. I'm not sure I said enough to show you how good that is. But they are pretty good, aren't they? You've heard
them. Yeah. I've just left mine on, actually, my windshields, and they're fine. Mm. Yeah.
Because most of my recordings probably will be outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all of them. I mean, if there's something indoors and I want to do a... It's a quick way of... Well, it isn't quick because you've got to put them on your head.
Yeah.
If the noise is happening, it's quicker to grab the LS14, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're out and about, this is ideal for me. It's hands-free.
Yeah.
And that's what I want.
Yeah. So.
This is... So we will do that, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put that recording on at the end of the podcast. And I think that's about it then, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so. So I will say cheerio for now.
Bye from me.
And, of course, the next time we see you, it'll be Mumcast. So have a listen to this recording that Angie made on the Hook Audio Hookverse Bluetooth binaural headphones and microphones. And have a listen to that and enjoy it. As I said, if you've got headphones, put them on at this point and listen, because it is really quite uncanny, isn't it? How good the 3D effect is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you haven't really heard it through headphones, have you, yourself?
Yeah, I did. I actually put it through my little Bose headphones, and you could hear the cutlery moving and things like that as you're moving across the...
But the clock sounds like eerily where it is from
eerily
a distance.
Eerily where it is, yeah.
It does. Really...
Yeah. Yeah.
So. And I had to do a double take. I was like, is that actually my recording?
Yeah. 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 So have a listen to through headphones if you have them. If you don't want to put them on, don't worry. It's not essential, but you will get the best effect if you wear headphones. So
just don't expect the highest quality because there is noise.
Yeah, there is definitely noise.
It's M4A. I have no choice. I seem to have no choice. It has to be M4A.
Yeah.
On Android, it can be double.
It's Wave. It is Wave on Android.
Is it 16-bit Wave or what?
Yeah.
Okay. But you've got no choice. So we have to convert this to... Yeah. I mean, I know you have to anyway. You have to bring it down to MP3.
Oh, that's my job, all the geeky stuff. Don't worry about
that. Anyway. Yeah. So you still won't get the best because we have to change the file a little bit.
Yeah. But it really does give you a good idea, though.
I guess if you want it, we'll keep hold of it, of M4A, and we can always chuck it in somebody's Dropbox or something.
It's
can't we, if they want
not going to be much different, to be honest.
No, it won't be that much different.
No.
I don't think so. But
no.
When you sample things, change them. So
I mean, I still compress at 192, so I do it at a higher bit rate anyway.
Can,
so,
yes.
Well, no, I could do it at 256, but...
And not for the podcast, let's not do that.
I could, but I'm saying I'm not going to, but I could.
Well, some people said it's a bit big, haven't they, in the past?
In the past, yeah. Not so, so much now, I think.
We
but
don't want to go lower, higher.
Higher, yeah. So, I'll say cheerio.
Yeah, bye from me.
And the next time we see you, we'll have Mumcast. So, cheerio for now. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, this should be 12. It is easy to move it as well off the level, even with, well, it seems to just move. Right, this is weird. Okay, put this down. I'm going to do a bit of a cutlery test, like I was told to do. He said cutlery, so cutlery it is. He said, okay. Let's wash my hands first. A bit quiet, and this is because I'm drying my hand. Is that quiet on these mics? I don't know. So, right, just a quick test. Let's load of cutlery here to put away. So, oh, I've got stuck that bit. spoon stuck through a fork. That could be interesting. I'll leave that bit for now. Right. Should be enough to play with. That little bat. Let's put some cups in the cupboard. That was a good noise the other day. It's a nice friendly noise, this is. Put a cup in the cupboard. Oops. That's it. And I've got to move this. Because I want to fill the kettle and I don't want to drop water on it, do I? Let's move it then to there. That's it, over the other side of the room. The phone, that is, I'm talking about. Kettle filling. Sorted. Oh, carrier bags. Let's have a rattle of these. Mm. video.